Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer the questions you have regarding the upbringing of your children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Once a word said can't be taken back, and sometimes we do these mistakes. Sometimes we say things that may hurt others, and our children also pick up from us. They'll learn from us. And they also start saying things before they actually think over it. And in the heat of moment, it's easy to say something you later regret. It's really important to take a few moments to collect thoughts before saying anything. That was one of the tips that Professor gave us in the previous episode to help us anger management within ourselves and also our children, because if we have anger management, because if we as parents are able to manage our anger, our children would automatically learn to manage that anger in their lives. And here, Prophet is helping us with some of the tips with the children.
Anger management is very important for all of us. We need to become role models for our children. So as I was mentioning in the previous session, we need to be able to visualize the situations which we are faced with when we become angry, and then think over the things what makes us irritated, and then we need to justify that thing. If we can justify that irritation is good, then okay. Otherwise, we need to find another. We need to
way out.
A way out. We need to say, oh, why am I irritated? My mother is, scolding me for not doing my homework, for not doing managing my own house, chores in the home. I'm not taking care of my things. So then you say, yes, my mother is justified. She's asking me to do the right thing. Why should I?
So are you suggesting the children to analyze why they were angry at you?
What makes your parents irritated? Are they justified? Yes, they are. The point on which they're scolding you is correct, but maybe they're not using the proper words. They're not you, but they're justified. What they're saying, it is in itself correct. We need as faithful people, as Muslims, to be able to accept the truth. What is justified? What is the truth? What is correct? We should accept that truth. What is correct? What is the right behavior? Irrespective of the way who's saying it and how he's saying it. So if that is instilled in us, to be able to understand what the truth is, what is the correct path, that is important. If we are able to do that, then we can face any situation. And we can find ways of, cooling down. Maybe you visualize yourself in a situation and you think, look, what should I do if I'm faced with such a situation again? What should I do? How should I react? Maybe I should think, look, if I get into that situation, what should I do now? If somebody comes up to me and maybe hits me or scolds me or abuses me or hits me, how should I react? Number one, if I'm standing up, let me sit down. I should sit down. I should stand up.
Change your state.
Change your stage. Or take a deep breath.
Okay.
Get some time out. Think over what's happening. Yeah. Try to quickly think over what should be done. There shouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction. If somebody hits me or scolds me and abuses me, I shouldn't reach out and go back and hit at him. And, you know, no, I can be, you know...
Sometimes perform ablution.
I should do something, and, you know, my mind should be taken away from that.
Divert yourself.
Divert ourselves. Sometimes it's when we come into an argument with someone or a conversation with our spouses, with our siblings, with our schoolmates, classmates, there's a discussion going on. Even between elderly people, discussion going on, there's an argument, there's a difference of opinion, then we start shouting out at each other. We need to understand what the other person is saying. Maybe
sometimes in discussions you have to be a listening ear.
You should be able to listen. You should be able to understand what the other person is saying.
Yeah. So, Professor, to discuss more on the topic, we will get back to you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Naqvi with us. And Professor is helping us with some of the important anger management tips. Yes, Professor.
So especially in heated debates and arguments, you need to understand the opponent's point of view. And you may be able to ask him to repeat what he's saying, what he's implying, what he means. Or you may restate that and say, look, have I understood you correctly? This is your point of view.
And ask questions.
Ask a question. And maybe you could say...
Ask a question that you have understood.
You can say, look, what you're saying, I have understood this. Am I correct in my understanding of what you're saying?
Or have I misunderstood?
Have I misunderstood? And sometimes we're saying the same thing, both of us, but we're using different words and different expressions. We're agreeing on the same point, but we're saying it differently, and we think we're conflicting with each other.
Yeah.
So we can, when we clarify this issue, so we understand it's the same point of view, then there's no problem in that.
Yeah,
it's only a manner of expressing it. So now you can't fight a person and argue with a person that he's not expressing the same thing in the same way you want. That's being, you know, too much possessive. But if there is a difference of opinion, let's first understand what that difference is and focus on that. And then say, okay, this is your point of view. I understand what you're saying. I respect the fact that you have this opinion. I'm not of that opinion. But I need to, this is my argument for that. And we shouldn't always be countering arguments, like what happens in political debates. Oh, you did this wrong. You say, you also did this wrong. So instead of countering the arguments and, you know, hitting back with the same thing, that may be done in political debates, but when you're talking with your
about
children,
family issues
and in family issues, spouses, siblings, parents and
daily children, life issues.
So we need to be, you know, discussing things in a very cool way.
Yeah.
And this is how a parent needs to teach his children or her children how to deal with situations where there's a conflict of opinion.
Yeah.
We should realize that everyone has the right for his own opinion.
To have own opinion.
But the most important thing is that we need to understand if he does not have the correct opinion, is the opinion, his opinion against God's words? Then we need to make him realize that.
All right.
But if he's doing something which I don't like, that's not important.
Okay.
The important thing is that
the criteria should be God.
Should be God, godliness, the truth, justice, doing things correctly. You don't want to impose something on your child what you think is correct. You want to make him understand that this is what God wants us to do.
All right.
As I've always been saying, our focus should be removed from ourselves and focus on God. So the child
so understands. So your likes and dislikes should be on based on the Islamic guidelines. And sometimes if they are not, then you cannot force your children or impose your likes and dislikes on them. You got to be seeing like whatever they are seeing, if it's against my opinion, but it's in line with Islam, we don't have the right to be scolding them or like making their day off. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are with Professor Salman Akavi, and we are discussing something important, anger management tips. Professor, before getting into the break, we were discussing some of the tips, and you said sometimes it's like we don't make proper use of words in our conversations, and that's how children pick up things from us. It reminded me of one of the stories, like there was a friend of ours who would often fight with her husband, and her words to him were always like, you don't give me time, you don't have enough space for me in your life, you don't have this, you don't do this for me, you don't do that for me. So that was all the complaints she would have been making. And ultimately, we just told her that you could say, you won't just say, I miss you to your spouse, and you're using the negative words like, you don't have time, you don't give me enough space, you don't give me this. And that's what she had actually, according to her, learned from her mother, because her mother would also complain to her father like that, you don't have enough time for the family, you don't have this, you don't do that, rather than saying we have been missing you. So sometimes you're actually trying to convey something very positive, but you use words the other person does not really understand what you're trying to say, and the conflict arises and the anger develops, and the management of that anger is then difficult.
Yes, we need to be able to analyze our thoughts and our feelings, and we need to be able to understand the other person, our spouse or our child or one of our siblings, what they're thinking and how they're thinking and what they're feeling. If we're self-centered,
give importance to the opinions and thoughts of others.
Yes, if we're self-centered, we're only thinking of ourselves. We're only thinking of our thoughts and our feelings. We're not paying attention at all to the other person. We're not giving him importance. We're not giving him respect. So this is one of the issues that when we become angry, sometimes because we want ourselves to be respected. And that is very problematic. To be able to manage that, as I said before, so one of the ways of to be able to manage our thoughts and feelings, we need to write them down. If we're able to write them down, writing gives us it's a complex. Speaking them out is also very important. You need to be able to confide in a person whom you can trust and come out with your thoughts and feelings and discuss your thoughts and feelings with another person whom you can confide in. And you say, look, I feel I feel very bad about things which make me angry. You can discuss that, but writing them down also is important. It gives you concentration and focus on how to find the remedies. Write them down, and also try to understand and write down what your spouse or your other person, the person whom you're engaged with, is feeling and thinking, and then try to make techniques and strategies to resolve the conflict. That is very important, how we do that.
So one of the issues, one of the things that you need to address anger management is to give importance to the opinion of others.
Exactly, very important. Being a good listener is always an important thing. Being able to understand, it's just not listening for the sake of listening. No, really trying to understand what the person is saying. That is important.
Yeah, because sometimes in discussions we are just hearing, and hearing is through ears and listening is through heart. And if you listen, you may understand. And you have to use all these tips to teach your children to help them out, get out of anger or manage the anger, manage this emotion. Because there's this beautiful Chinese proverb that if you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life.